KQCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. W4NYK, it's always good to hear from you. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateur licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN. So, any other announcements, Net Control would like to remind everyone that the ARRL is looking for everyone's help to go to ARRL.org and sign the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. All you have to do is click on the link there in the news article there on the front screen and type in your call sign, and they will do the rest. They'll grab your name, address, and relevant information from your FCC signature, and they will send it to your appropriate members of the House and Senate to help poor, sad people like me who are in HOAs and a lot of folks who don't really have choices about HOAs because that's just kind of where they have to live. And anything you can do to help would be very much appreciated. Let's get to a point where ham radio isn't a liability for a neighborhood. We'll now begin the roll call. Not having any Echolink stations in the queue, we'll go ahead and handle our pre-net check-ins. Those folks that went to the BRARS.cc website and did the pre-net check-in. I've got a group of, looks like about 17 that have done that. Let's go ahead and recognize those in order. Right, got KC4PLT, that's Richard, there in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John from Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. WA4LZI, I've got WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. I got KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. Got W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's also Andy, but in Table Rock. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KQ4TGH, that's Jonathan in Easley. W4SBX, that's Brad there in Simpsonville. South, we've got KN4UPI, that's Jerry, Pembroke Pines, Florida. We're getting a Florida following. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and just let us know if you intend to hang around for the rag chew or you have something you want to talk about when we get done with the formal check-in process. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. So here's your chance, folks. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it will be a negative and negative if they say 53 for each one of you.
For WHN.
Please
please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everybody have a good night.
I apologize, I should have it memorized by now, but I mistyped your suffix. If I could get that call sign one more time.
Call sign is KK4JBQ, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, QSL.
Thanks, sir, I appreciate the reject.
Thank you for calling the net, sir. Bye.
Break and tell everybody this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First few that we've got checking in here on the RF section is KK4JFO. That's James there in Tuxedo. Thanks for kind of checking in with us tonight. I got KK4JBQ Larry, who I should know his call sign by heart, but somehow I don't. And MEC4MFK Donna. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN. Nothing heard, that's going to be Mike through Papa. M through P, call KQ4WHN, or net control.
Bro? Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, Oscar Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check on our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
And Mark, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is WG4MC, Matt West from Bramlett County, B Nave and Nave, 73 to you and all the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control line recognize KK4ONO Lorena, along with KK4DMW, that's her husband Rick, and they together bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for bringing the family, as always, Lorena. You fill out my check-in log very completely with everybody you bring along, and it's much appreciated each time. Net Control would also like to recognize WG4MC. That's Matt there in Western Greenville County. Thanks for joining us tonight, Matt. Thanks for your services in Net Controller. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN. An Echo Link station, but already checked in with a pre-net check-in, so I will move on to the next group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Chris.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris there in Liberty. And N0TR, Tom, here with me in Greer. Now, you guys did that in the wrong order. I'm going to have to ask you to fix that on the next Tuesday that I call the net. You're always Tom, then Chris. So if you're going to mess with me, that's the way to do it. That's just that little bit OCD that I have. When you guys are that reliable and that regular, I'm just going to call you out on it when you fail me. Thanks you both for checking in, and appreciate the fact that you are there just about every time I'm at the microphone. All right, anybody else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
I'll just sleep at the wheel. Yes, your OTR.
Good, sir, and thank you for the laugh.
For WHN. Check in Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India, KM4QYI. This is Milton, I'm in Fountain.
Check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Kilo.
Had a lot of noise around you. Would you give me your call sign one more time, please?
Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee, Kilo. KQ4ZYK, Roger and Taylor.
I'm KQ4ZYK. Thank you, sir. This is Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That control would like to recognize KM4QYI. That's Milt there in Fountain Inn. And KQ4ZYK, that's Roger there in Taylor's. Thank you both for checking in, and I appreciate everybody's efforts to join us tonight for a complete and full list for my roster. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN. Moving on to the next one, that's the Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. And everyone on the net, sorry about that. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
KQ4WHN. Kilo Echo 4, Victor Golf, November, KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, everyone.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. Oh, that's Shane way up there in Cleveland, the top of the county. Good to hear from you as always, Shane. I got KE4VGN, that's Richard, and he is in Greenville. Thank you, Richard, for coming in. I'm not sure that maybe I've had you before. I'm going to have to go back and look now. But thank you for coming and joining us tonight anyway. And then I've got KQ4YQI. That's Jose. Jose, you're becoming a regular, and I'm noticing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you joining us on Tuesday. Anyone else on the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, call KQ4WHN. It's time to go to the top of the alphabet. That is going to put us in the Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
Control. Control. Please check in. KR4. Kilo Romeo 4. Bravo Charlie Juliet. Earl and Gaffney.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WHN, Kilo Romeo, 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
Control. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha, Alpha, Echo, R. 4AAE. My name is Steven. I'm in Taylor's, and I am negative and negative.
This is Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize KR4BCJ. That's Earl there in Spartanburg. Got W4DJW. That's Dave in Greer. Got KR4ACR. That's Terry in Moore. Terry, I think I'm going to be able to pick your name out of any conversation on the network anytime I hear you. You just have that radio voice. Congratulations, sir. You were born with a gift. And then KR4, Alpha, Alpha, Echo. That's Stephen in Taylors. Thank you. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta, call KQ4WHN. We've got an EchoLink station, so we're going to pause for EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, Mark, if I've got your name right, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself on the net, negative.
Name right, Stephen, well done, my name is Mark. If anybody has any doubts, that's what my mama calls me every time she sees me. Net control, mic recognized, KA4PQA. That's Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for joining us via EchoLink tonight, Stephen. That's one of the beauties of ham radio is you can do all sorts of things so many ways, and it's amazing to me the number of choices you have and how you never seem to run out of toys to play with. All right, we're going to move down to the patient group. That's the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling that.
Q4WHN. Mark, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Mark, and had to wait on Patrick to check in.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you guys for keeping it in order. It's nice when everybody does it just exactly the way I expect it so I can type a little bit ahead. Anyway, let's go ahead and recognize these two folks from the lovely state of North Carolina. I've got KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, that's Harry, keeping us all straight and figuring out how to get on the logs for the night. So we've got 37 check-ins, and we've run through the alphabet, so that means we got to run through them again, see who else we can find out there that may have come in after we got started. So that's the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KQ4WHN.
Again, Whiskey Port, India, Yankee, India, Robert, and Rock Hill.
This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net, net control line to recognize. W4IYI, India, Yankee, India. That's Robert in Rock Hill. Thanks for joining us from Rock Hill tonight, Robert. Appreciate you doing that. Going to give one more call in the Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha group, and then we'll close the formal portion of the net, and we'll give it everybody a chance to sign off when they want to do that. Got to try and talk a little bit about the elephant in the room with what happened here about a year ago and some of the preparedness steps that we might be considering or have considered or have done is kind of my topic for tonight. If you want to hang around for that, go ahead and keep your radios turned on. But otherwise, I'm going to call out one more time and then close the formal portion. So anyone anywhere in the sound of my voice, call KQ4WHN. All right. Sounds like we've got everybody that's handy. So let's go ahead and say this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins between the rag chews. Now, I don't have anybody marked down for traffic, which is pretty common, so I'm going to do what I can to keep the conversation going at least for a few minutes, give everybody a chance to wander in as they finish up with their chores and brush their teeth and put the kids to bed and all those things that happen. It seems like every time around 9:30, 9:35, there's a whole other group, at least a couple, that'll wander in. And wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about my own journey, because that's the thing I know the best about. Challenges that I took on when I got my general license was figuring out WinLink. Not that I needed a general to do that, but just seemed like it would make more sense if we had a repeat of some major calamity that maybe the HF to pass email via radio was the way to do it, and I climbed that hill and conquered it in February, and somewhere in the July time frame, I changed something in my radio and it quit working, and I've been working constantly, trying to tweak and tune and make it all work again, and just today, figured out what I had changed and got it working again. So, Winlink is a constant challenge and a constant bane for me, and it taught me something important. That I need to have regular pattern for the things that I do that I consider important that I want to use for any type of backup or emergency use or preparedness type use. And, you know, from the stories of things that I've heard over the last 5 days or so coming on the N2G of Hurricane Helene, there were some folks out there using Winlink to pass messages back and forth as a much more effective way to, you know, get specifics like phone numbers and email addresses and whatnot between family and folks that were kind of in the dark, as it was literally there. So as I started looking around and watching the Ham Radio 2.0 YouTube channel, there's a gentleman there named Jason, and he's been doing 30 days of ham radio, which I think ends today. And one of his interesting finds was a group that is doing Winlink Wednesday. So Winlink Wednesday is a site. You can go to winlinkwednesday.net, and I will confirm that address. Just make sure I've got it right. Yep, winlinkwednesday.net. And each Wednesday they post instructions on how to do a Winlink Wednesday check-in, which to me seems like exactly what I needed. Basically, you go in, you hit the website, you've got an assignment to send it to a particular address in Winlink. You've got a subject line, you've got a body, which is, you know, your call sign, name, city, town, state. Whether you're coming in HF or VHF, you can only participate if you're coming in through some RF means. You can't do it through Telnet or through a web browser. That's cheating. And then they give you an assignment that's unique for each week. And this week it's going to be, you know, giving them a weather report of where you are. And that's the kind of thing, much like the nets that you all participate in, including this one, where we kind of practice the skill and keep it sharp. And that's what I wasn't doing for Winlink, and I lost it somewhere in the mix while I'm going out and playing with new toys and doing different things. Wanted to bring that one to everyone's attention, and if anybody else has another technology that you're using for preparedness, I'd love to start a conversation about that. If you've got something you want to contribute, call me, KQ4WHN.
For ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben. I got a little something to add to about Winlink Wednesday.
Yes, sir, let's talk about it.
I like about it is they will issue a task to do sometimes, and usually it evolves around using the Winlink Express templates. So if you do this optional task, like you said, use Winlink to fetch a weather report or report your position or something like that, or fill out an ICF 213 form. They just have these little practice tasks every week to get you really familiar with Winlink Express and especially the templates and forms that are built into it. I find that to be one of the most valuable things about it.
One thing I was going to run into was, just constantly, number one, constantly using Winlink because, you know, it's so much easier to just pick up the smartphone and do whatever you want to do with email or sit behind your laptop. Got my home office and my ham shack are one and the same. I just kind of turned 90 degrees and I got radios to play with. So The saw doesn't stay as sharp when you don't use the technologies for their intended purpose. And I just love the fact that somebody's doing that. And anybody else with, you know, that kind of exercise that you can say, it doesn't have to be every week or every day, it's, you know, every month or every quarter, just something along those lines of just doing things that make sense to help keep you sharp and ready to go when it comes time to need some of the skills that we need. Thank you for that contribution, Ben. That's I didn't know about the templates and some of the other stuff because I just kind of found out about it this weekend and this week. So I'm going to participate in WinLink Wednesday, winlinkwednesday.net, if you want to find out the details on it. But I'm going to do my first one tomorrow, assuming that my radio and my computer agree on how to talk to each other. But while we're going through and hashing out some of the other conversations, anybody else wants to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN. I think everybody's listening to other things, and I think if I had the opportunity, I'd probably still be listening to the N2GE repeater there and some of the reflections that have been going on with the events in North Carolina a year ago. So in that same vein, if you're on here and listening, I don't think we've got a Broadcastify feed, but everybody here is either Echolink or RF. What else can we do to stay sharp and practice our skills? We're here doing the net tonight, and I think a lot of us do this out of habit, but it's also good practice. WinLink Wednesday was kind of my epiphany when a YouTuber kind of showed me the light. What else can we do that we might want to just at least once a quarter get involved in and just kind of exercise our emergency preparedness skills? Call KQ4WHN. WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll just kind of go off on my little side tangents and talk a little bit about the I built a battery box and bought and assembled another battery box, a little smaller, a little lighter, professional job of actually assembling it. That wasn't my part. It actually looks good, and you wouldn't mistake it for something that I built. I have recently turned up a DMR HT and starting to learn the ways of DMR and finding out that the Pickens EOC has got DMR and their Pickens amateur radio folks are doing a lot of DMR work. So I'm learning about that and got an all-star node on order. So I'm trying to dip a toe in every part of this thing, and I don't know that the D-stars and the alt-stars and the DMRs will survive, power outages and severed connections, but I still want to know what options are available to us when the lightning strikes and we've got to look for options. So I've got my VHF rig, I've got my HF rig, and I've got a number of HTs to kind of wander around with and exploring the digital world. I will say the DMR service in this area is pretty good so far. I've kind of tried it with a 5-watt just walking outside, and I can hit a lot of stuff. It's reasonably impressive. It's certainly more impressive with DMR than D-Star. My little ICOM radio here has only seen D-Star through a hotspot, and it works. But it would be much more interesting if I didn't have to have internet to make it work. So, wrong radio for the area. It's not ideal to make that happen in the repeater world, just because, you know, hey, that's the first rule of digital radio is buy what the community supports. And didn't do my work on that, but still love the ICOM radio that I'm talking on right now. All right. Well, I'm trying to make a call out. Anybody else want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN. It's quiet night. I think folks are eager to maybe watch a little television, do something else, and I can appreciate that. If I can't stir up any other conversation, then I will give one more all-call, last call, and we will close out the net and return the repeater to its regular amateur use. So, last call, anyone, anywhere. Alpha through Delta, Delta, well, let me try that again. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4 WHN. Nothing heard. Thanks, folks. I appreciate it. Let me get my net report ready. And while I do that, we've got Gary. He's going to be running the net for us tomorrow night. Didn't hear from him tonight. That's an unusual miss. But Gary and Joy, we miss you. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to you tomorrow night. So if you want to join Gary, KI4DOS, tomorrow night for the Wednesday night net, along with the swamp net, he can be there for you tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. Yep, that was 38 check-ins. Thanks, folks, for joining us. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everyone.